It's Thursday, June 4th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. California's privacy law, now fleshed out. Trend Micro identifies a new scary phishing vector. And CES says they're still on in Vegas in 2021. This is the business of tech. Technically, the California Consumer Privacy Act has been law since January. Companies were given 6 months to figure out how to comply, while the state figured out the final rules and how to enforce them. Those rules are now in. The California AG submitted final regulations to the state's Office of Administrative Law this week. A lot of that is clarifying, answering questions like, who counts as a third party? What's employment-related information? Do you have to respond to requests in 10 days or 10 business days? Who counts as an average consumer? The new rules offer businesses a lot of specific advice on where to put links and notices on their websites, how to reach people offline, when they do and don't need to respond to requests, and more. The law has gone through its comment period, and there's a final review step for the rules before they're signed into law. CCPA enforcement is scheduled to begin July 1st, which means businesses have a month to get caught up on the rules and get on board. Why do we care? This is how the sausage is made, and understanding the process may be new for some. These rules affect more than just companies in California, so know the timer is on to learn them. July 1st will arrive sooner than you think. A report by the security firm Trend Micro focuses on the threat from deep fake technology used to blackmail members of the public or workforce into divulging sensitive information or paying ransoms. In the report's investigation, Trend Micro found there's an interest by criminals in leveraging the technology for monetization, and the company believes this use is set to take off in the near future. Why do we care? Well, here's phishing attacks in a whole new scary way. This is fodder for your educational materials. So far, there isn't any evidence that it's in the wild, so now is the time to start educating what deepfakes are with customers and add this type of information to your ongoing education around phishing attacks in general. This is particularly scary with our current reliance on video, with in-person meetings being de-emphasized. It's really easy to imagine the scenario where a deepfake's video is used to con a customer. The Consumer Electronics Show has announced they intend to move forward with their show in January with safety measures in place, quoting Engadget. The CTA believes it can enable social distancing practicing by widening aisles in many exhibit areas and putting more space between seats during events and in other areas where people come together. The organization says various spaces across the show locations will be cleaned and sanitized regularly, with hand sanitizer stations placed throughout. So why do we care? Sure they are. This is certainly a ways away, and we don't know what will happen in the time to come, and I don't blame them for trying, but come on. Really? At a very minimum, I don't expect the show to look anything like it did if it goes forward. As noted by Engadget, the CTA has not commented on face coverings nor changes in size to the show. I'd expect both. Of course organizations are going to say positive things like this that are in the future. Let's remember, this is a money maker for them. Other events, such as ones from large vendors like Microsoft or Salesforce, are not necessarily revenue drivers, and it's easy for the company to walk away. Now you get insight into the motivations for their shows. My real takeaway here is to question what the real value is for many. The show certainly won't be the same, and you aren't just going to look around like you might have before. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this kind of content, sign up on Patreon to support us with our Pay What You Want model of support. It's at patreon.com/MSPradio. Or get this every single week in your inbox with our newsletter, written versions of the stories every Monday morning. Sign up at MSPradio.com, and I will talk to you tomorrow.